Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. With this short little pithy statement, Jesus not only destroys the whole argument, the trap, really, that the Pharisees had set for him, but he also gives us something to really ponder. And that is the question, what belongs to God? What belongs to God? Maybe initially our intellectual reaction or response would be, well, everything belongs to God. God made everything. He's the creator of all that is. He's deserving of all of our praise and our love. Of course, everything belongs to God. But let's really ask the question, shall we? What really belongs to God in our life? It's interesting that when the Pharisees come and pose or set this trap for Jesus, he introduces a shift of focus. Because we might think that the question initially is, what should we do with our money? You know, should we pay this tax or not? The question is posed to the people. What should they do with the coin? But then Jesus shifts the attention to the coin itself and asks, whose image is this on the coin and whose inscription? In other words, he directs the question not really to the people, what should you do with your coin? He asks, basically, to whom does this coin belong? Whose image does it bear? Whose inscription is written upon it? And so they answer, Caesar's, of course, because Caesar's image would have been struck into the coin. I guess the underlying question then here is, whose image do we bear? And to whom do we belong? If we're asking the question about giving to God what belongs to God, then it's not so much a question to us of what are we going to do with all these things that belong to us, our money, our thoughts, our feelings, our affections, our family, our time, our talents, all of these great things that we have. The question is, to whom do we belong? To whom do we belong? I remember the first time that I rented a car. And I got into the driver's seat, and I was very, very keenly aware that this was not my vehicle. It took me several minutes to shift it out of park, actually. I needed to make sure that I knew where all of the controls were and all of that. I was so nervous that I was going to do damage to this vehicle. But of course, when I get into my own car, not that I drive carelessly, but I'm certainly not all that worried. If something happens, it'll be, you know, it's just my car. It'll be damage done to my car, so I won't worry about it too much. This is where the very foundational idea of stewardship comes in. Because all that we have, all those things I listed a moment ago, not just our physical material possessions, not just all the people that are in our life, but also all of those interior realities, our capacity for love, our capacity for mercy and forgiveness, our capacity for acceptance of others, all of these things are not really ours per se. These are gifts that God has entrusted to us. They belong to God, but we are entrusted with the responsibility of using them for God's glory. So maybe Jesus is inviting here a real shift in the way that we look at our life, our Christian life. Instead of thinking, well, how can I make a return to God with all of these things that belong to me? How do I cut out a share for God, so to speak? Maybe the shift means looking at our life and saying, wow, all that I am and all that I have really belongs to God already. So how am I going to take care of it? How will I use all of this for God's greater glory? Some people might take this as sort of an opportunity for reflection on their own failure. Certainly, I look at all those dimensions in my life, and I realize I don't always make a very good return to God in using my capacity for love, my capacity for mercy, giving God all my affections, giving God my time, my thoughts, my words. I don't always do a great job of that. But I don't think that this is really the occasion for heaping up guilt and shame upon ourselves for our failures, but rather to acknowledge what a tremendous and profound gift we have been given, that God calls us to be stewards of so much that belongs to Him in this life. That you and I can be instruments for the glorification of God in our world. Not only privately in our own life, but for all of those who know us. What a great gift this is. And how God calls us at the table of the Lord to receive the body and blood of Christ so that we can be strengthened and our hearts really transformed and our will strengthened so that we can make the return to God that He deserves.